This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We're just going to mention this.
It's we're diving right into it? Okay.
But Dan is here and will help guide our discussion about the brawl between the Christians and the Satanists at the Capitol today in Topeka. Like, it's such a gorgeous day out. Like, of the 10,000 things that you would have on your to-do list today.
Well, it is Topeka.
Brawling between Satanists and Christians. That's what they chose to do today.
Which, by the way, sounds like an 1835 headline, not a 2025
headline. The only thing I'm going to say before we hand this off to Dan, there is a photo of them arresting one of the Satanists, and there is a law enforcement officer on the left. There is a law enforcement officer on the right. The Satanist is screaming like he's in a rock concert. And I will tell you, we have to have a caption for that photo because the officer on the left is like, there's not enough money in the world to get me to deal with this. Like, what am I doing? And the officer on the right is like, okay, time to wrap it up. But like, the photo is just one of those iconic snapshots in time of whatever the hell was going on at our Capitol this morning.
Well, there's a group in Kansas. They call themselves the Satanic Grotto.
Okay.
And they are not affiliated with any other satanic groups.
Like, they're a rogue satanic group. Right.
They're a rogue satanic group. Okay. Unlike the mainstream satanic temple.
Got it.
And so they were holding an event. They wanted to hold it inside the Capitol in Topeka, a black mass, as they call it, to blaspheme and to showcase themselves.
Sure.
And there were a lot of people that were wanting to come out and protest against them. Well,
the counter-protesters, if you will.
The governor said, nobody's going to be in the Capitol building for this. It all has to take place outside. So, okay, they all set up outside. And what was the reason for the guy from the Satanic Grotto going inside, Sam?
So it doesn't really specify directly as to why he went inside. However, it all went down right before the Black Mass was set to start at 11 a.m. To give you some more context, the Black Mass was set to be on the east side of the building. They had sectioned off an area because they knew that there were going to be protesters showing up to try to protest against this Black Mass. They told them they could be on the south side of the building.
So, well, and right before he goes in, I want to be clear about how this happened. Police arrested a man who charged across the Capitol lawn and tackled the Satanist guy, grappling with him over a communion wafer. So it started with this tackle. And then, Sam, how did he get inside?
So it had not, the Black Mass had not officially started yet. It was right before 10 o'clock. And he goes up to the Capitol police and said, I need to go into the Capitol. And he still had all of his garment on. And they said, well, you're not allowed to demonstrate inside the Capitol. We told you that. He takes the garment off. He's in a white T-shirt. He goes in and he pulls a medallion of some kind. I'm not really sure. I couldn't really tell what it was by the video, out of his pocket in the Capitol, raises both arms in the air and starts shouting, Hail Satan, and something in another language that nobody can understand, mixed with Hail Satan over and over again.
Which they told him, you cannot do inside.
Some workers walk up and say, hey man, we told you you can't be doing that in here. A couple of other people walk up and say, hey, they told you you can't be doing that in here. In the 2.5 minute long video that I saw, he continued to shout Hail Satan and continued to proceed with his demonstration. And a couple of different people start like jumping up to grab whatever is in his hand out of his hand. That is when he turns towards a younger kid who appears to be in his young 20s, 21, 22 years old.
Okay.
And that kid jumps up and manages to grab whatever was in his hand out of his hand. And that is when the leader of the Satanic Grotto winds up and plants two heavy fists directly in the face.
Can't do that either.
Of this kid. And that's when police jumped in,
of course,
tackled the man, and he continued to shout
Sam
Hail Satan
during
as he
a break,
was
because
out.
We all look like fools right now. This is going to end up on the CBS Evening News.
Yeah.
Look at what they're doing in Topeka. is it possible that this rogue group was doing this not because they believe in the cause, but because they were trying to make some statement about separation of church and state, which is usually what we see. Someone wants the Ten Commandments placed somewhere, yeah, and then someone else comes out of the woodwork and says, no, we want, you know, whatever.
So the Midday Show had this particular leader on the program a couple of weeks back, mm-hmm, when the controversy started arising about this black mass happening at the Capitol, controversy, whatever you want to call it. And he said that it was not to mock the Catholic Church or the Christian Church in any way. It was just their way of voicing their opinion and saying, we matter too. You don't run this country. Okay. There is a separation of church and state. Obviously, that is not how it rolled out.
And it's going to look great for him, or at least work out well for him. The cameras are there. Everyone's talking about it.
I just want to read the quote that makes the most sense to me out of the story. If you think about any conversation, me screaming at you, you screaming at me, it isn't going to do much. If we could just come together and have a civil dialogue, having open ideas, not condemning each other, not rebuking each other, then conversations could be had. And this is the only reason I bring this up today, because it's Friday and I'm not going to get into some big religious debate. This isn't about religion at all.
No.
What do you think you are going to accomplish with one group who believes one thing screaming at another group? There's absolutely nothing you're going to accomplish except that everyone looks like a fool and ends up on the news.
I mean, some would say that they accomplished the spectacle.
He did say, I expected to be arrested when I went there. So, you know, I think this is more of a...
Well, we learned two things today.
Let's make a statement kind of thing. And you can't punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, we learned two things today.
Nor can you tackle the Satanist.
If you see somebody doing something you don't like, don't run up to them and try to grab things out of their hand. Leave them alone. Let them do whatever they're doing.
No, do not tackle the rogue Satanist, Sam.
And don't punch somebody.
Good God.
A lot of lessons learned in Topeka today.
No, I don't believe that, actually, Dan. I don't believe we learned anything. I believe the governor is sighing and thought to herself, I have better things to do today. And if you look at the photo of the two officers making the arrest, their expression literally is, if you look it up in the dictionary, I've got way better things to be doing.
And then you have three or four TV cameras and journalists following two police officers walking a guy through the Capitol who's screaming Hail Satan. It does need a caption.
You know what you could
have done? This could be a first.
You could have gone to a park, like enjoyed the beautiful day. I'm just saying, that's what you could have done today.
On this date in Topeka.
God. Ooh, from this the text occurred. Line, I was there. How was it? Partay.
Did you tackle a rogue Satanist? I just like the words rogue Satanist.
I know.
Because Dan was pointing out, well, he's not with one of the mainstream Satanist groups. I said, so he's rogue. He's a rogue Satanist.
Right.
Is he? I don't know. Anyway.
Good Lord.
Fun times at the U.S. or the Kansas Capitol today. Yep.